You.
Are we on now?
We're on. We're
Okay.
on.
Okay.
Rob's a minute late.
Oh, that's all right. No, that's fine. That's fine. Good to hear your voice. And I think, what was the
Oh,
last
thanks. I
can hear the 15th
the
was on.
last well the last time we talked, you were getting ready to go.
Toward Orlando, I think.
Yeah, Wake Forest and
Oh,
Orlando. How
yeah.
was that?
Well, we went up there and they got to the finals and they lost. But they won it last year, so that was pretty good, and then we follow all Wake Forest sports because it's just so fun. And the women got to the NCAAs and they did well, and the men got they came in third in the country. So not bad.
Great.
All spring sports were good. Everything was fun. We had a good time. We went from the Orlando to Atlanta, and I played had the pleasure of playing East Lake, where they
Okay.
have the FedEx Cup. I played pretty
Yeah.
well. Had a good time. Then came up to Nashville, spent a week. Spent 10 days with my granddaughter while my daughter went over to Sweden, and then came. Now we're up in Indianapolis, and we're moving all our stuff to Nashville into our little condominium. So
Yeah.
we're getting rid. We're purging the world.
Oh,
I was just up in the attic, getting things out of the attic and looking for any treasures, which I'm not finding many.
I can't imagine what that would be like. I don't want to do ours. Everything we got's a treasure, I think. But that's just because we're too lazy to throw it out. That's
35 years here.
Wow.
So
Holy cow. What I'm sorry?
my advice is pretend you're moving.
Yeah. Always, right? And keep it that
Yeah,
way.
always.
Okay.
Yeah, really, seriously.
Well, we got
Seriously.
I got two little quick things to mention before we get started. One, we have one Wake Forest grad in the office, Tyler.
Oh, wonderful.
His father was the chair of the economics department here at the College of Charleston, and so he went to Wake undergrad, and I think he got his MBA from Wake too, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember. But good kid and great school. And the other thing is we hosted Charleston Country Club hosted the ladies U.S. Open. I'm looking at a bet to make sure I'm calling it the right thing. Last week, and Morgan Stanley was one of the co-sponsors, so we all had a chance to go out there. It was fabulous. We would love for you to come down here sometime and put Charleston on your destination. And if we ever get a chance to do another golf tournament here, it was a lot of fun. We used some of that. What do we call them? The trust, including people like our
Oh,
clients.
yeah.
We had
You did.
chances for some good tickets. Yvette and I did, so we took a number of our clients and got some goodwill out of it. So it all worked that way. We just want to keep doing it more and more and more.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, we're Charleston, we have a group of friends, those people from Atlanta and some other friends that we're very close to, and we pick a city and we all invade it, and have some fun. So we're going out to Colorado. We've been having the fortunate experience of doing some great overseas travel, but we're saying, that may be a little too much for us for a while everybody is getting through their whatever their issues are health-wise. So we're going to stay domestic for a little while, So we're going to Colorado this year, and then next year we're going to New Orleans, and then maybe Chicago, and Charleston's on the list. So
All right,
it's a love Lovely spot. Lovely, lovely spot.
Please let us know, okay? If you
Yeah, I will.
I've got one more thing to tell you about what accomplishment we've had since we last talked.
Great.
The ladies have got us on a weekly meeting schedule. We've had two, and Jack has behaved really well. And actually, the one that we had yesterday, I enjoyed it a lot. So it's you know, that
attitude makes a difference.
It is a better attitude, and we got a lot accomplished. So that's going to be part of weekly routine, at least. And I'm not going to be shying away from it like I did before. And I don't know really why I did. We went through that exercise, but we're gonna continue doing that.
Good for you. Good for you, Yvette and Madeline. And that's terrific. Congratulations for turning this guy around.
I got a couple of questions. We watched the week 12, and, you know, it was really interesting to see you focus on the ego-less kind of team approach. Of course, with just the three of us, it's probably that's a little bit more manageable than it is if we had a real large team, especially like you said, a team that had, you know, like a senior person who had started the business and then built around it. But I don't think that we have ego issues. We don't have that. But I was fascinated with your discussion about the failure points going forward. Oh, by the way, first, we're supposed to inform you that we got a hard cutoff at 3:30.
Okay.
Laurie said to let you know. I asked her if that would be possible, and she said tell you at the very beginning. So I'm letting you know now, and thank you very much. We got things we got to get to. But the failure points, and you know, some of the things are sort of obvious that if we're not doing the stuff that's recommended in Supernova, and I totally get that. But if you can elaborate a little bit more about folks that you've worked with or things that you've observed where it's not it's a failure, but not because somebody didn't connect the dots. What else could come up? What else should we be sensitive to?
It's really a good question. And, one of the guys that spoke at my first meeting in Florida, I've been blessed to be doing some great work in southern, in Miami area of Florida, Coral Gables and all that. And probably 2 years ago.
That's where Yvette came from.
Yeah, I mean, it's the greatest group of people. I just love them. Anyway, 2 years ago, a guy named Abe Horowitz, so Sherry, you might know Abe. Anyway, he spoke about Supernova. He was taught by Rob Schaefer, and he did great. He doubled his business, and life was good, and he just hired me again to put him back through the whole program. And the question is, why? Right? Why would he rehire me to teach him the same stuff that he seemed to master to the point of being able to speak articulately about it and be a big, huge fan? In fact, he spoke both times when I was there. I've been there three times to the same complex and picked up new candidates each time and coached them through the process. Now, last time I was there, he cornered me and said, I want to hire you again and put me back through the program. And here's the answer, acquisition. He was great at, he wasn't, okay? What happened was he went into a modified Supernova model. So he ended up having Supernova for, quote, his A clients. And then he sort of had a quarterly for his B clients. And then he had C and D clients, and I'm not sure what they got. So he really fell off the wagon, right? He completely, he's in the dirt somewhere, okay? All right, and then as far as acquisition goes, he's got great models. He just didn't stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't grow. All right. So this time, now we've just gotten through week four of segmentation, and he segmented pretty much all his book and gotten rid of the few clients he had that he picked up that he shouldn't have. But what we found was that he just really isn't doing an organized process of acquisition. Now, let me tell you why people do Supernova well. They do Supernova well because the FAs aren't in charge of it. Now, I hate to put it that way, but that's the god-awful truth.
What?
They're not in charge. Who's in charge? The assistants, the CAs, CSAs. They're in charge of Supernova. They get the folders ready. They make the calls, set up the appointments, and you make the calls. You have no choice. Mm-hmm. So you adhere to the model because they do the work. And then you make the calls, and life is good. But what's the difference between that and prospecting? You don't have it. You're in charge of that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in charge, you let it slide. You let it slide because you're a human being. All human beings, although they say they create rituals, will divert from those rituals when given the opportunity because we are human beings. We're pleasure seekers. We want less work, more fun, no work, all the better. Okay?
Right.
So what do you need in order to stay on track and adhere to the model? You need a coach. Now, it's fine to have me. That's great. I cost money. Okay, that's okay. It's worth it. But if you can't have me, you need someone else to hold you accountable, a personal trainer that will make sure you do the things you're supposed to do, hence the Monday meetings. Okay? The Monday meetings, in reality, are for you, for the team to hold you accountable to make sure you, as the leader, keep the team on track and everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, including you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's about as simple as it gets. It's the difference between success and failure in life, in our business, in everything, is deferred gratification, doing the work that we don't get paid for immediately in order to collect more money down the road. And that's what prospecting is. Deferred gratification. You do the work now, and in six
right.
months you collect. But people are just so, frankly, they're so human that they don't want to do that. So they end up not doing. So the Supernova multiplier is 100% about that problem. And it gives you 100% of the answers. But, you know, we're still human. So first, we don't read it. Second, we don't do it. Okay?
So just because we have
the answers to life doesn't mean we're going to live a better life.
Right. Right. Well, so he's starting over again, you're focusing on are you focusing on the whole thing again, or are you focusing on what you know was his weakness?
Well, for the first 3 weeks, we focused on the whole program because
mm-hmm.
I needed to see where he was.
Okay.
So we did segmentation, organization, and really didn't touch even on acquisition because we needed to really get back in discipline.
Right.
So this week he was really frustrated because he lost an account, and because somebody else did a financial plan away from him. And he did one, but he did it a long time ago. So he wasn't, quote, the planner, and the planner ended up getting the business. Okay?
Yeah.
So today was a really frustrating day to him. And I said, so let's just, you're fine on segmentation, leave that alone.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine on organization, you know what to do. Let's spend the rest of our time together for the next year focused on acquisition. So we went back to the fundamentals, interestingly enough, Jack, he had not read, even though, you know, this is a guy that's really hungry, right? Really hungry. And the first thing I told him was read the book, The Supernova Multiplier. He clearly hadn't read it, okay? So, you know, it's a little discouraging. But, a little discouraging for the coach, but, you know.
Now, let me ask you about, if I can be a little nosy, is he a sole proprietor or is he in a team?
He's a sole proprietor, and I forced him to create his own virtual team.
Okay.
So we spent some time on the advantages of teams and all this stuff. So he has a guy that was his CA that's now become an FA, but he had kind of spun him off and left him alone. And I said, no, bring him in, make him part of your team, give him some clients. You know, you need him. And he's a good guy, and they like each other a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a natural thing for them to help each other. I mean, this young guy needs him desperately, and he needs the young guy. So, but no, or human beings don't do the things they should do. They do whatever, you know, they do without a coach, right? So, and then they brought their CA into the game, onto the team. And now they've got a 3-person team, even though, you know, they have to share the sales system, all that stuff. And then they've got a financial planner, and I said, bring them into the team, you know, make them part of your team, at least for the meeting purposes and things like that. So you can create your own team without actually hiring them and making them physically part of your team. You can make yourself feel like a team. So, to answer your question, yes, we needed some work on that. I spend a lot of time on teaming and questions on teams and should I merge with this guy and that. A lot of interesting stuff that's really, really, really easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really hard for FAs because they live in their own bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Rob managed offices for 30 years and districts and things like that. I know a lot about teaming and how to leverage it and why it makes sense. And a lot of people don't. They really don't. They don't. And you know that this thing about the weekly meeting. I mean, look how good that went. All right, it's been there the whole time, right? You always knew you should meet, but you didn't. So I mean, it's just human nature. You know, why bother? I'm fine.
This is, I mean, this suddenly came to mind, and this is way premature, and this is not a hint that anything that we know about is going on. But, I mean, because the three of us get along real well, and we think we're all grounded, and everything's going to be fine. But do you have teams that, what happens when, like, let's say Madeline gets married and moves away? How, you know, I mean, she's become such an integral part and will be even more of an integral part. We should find someone that not just is a good assistant or associate, but someone that can embrace this whole practice. Is that, I mean, I know that seems like such a dumb question, but have you seen teams that end up having problems because a team member leaves?
Of course. You know, it's one of your biggest risks, but so is death, you know. So you live with those things. You know, you know they're a big risk, but you don't, you know, it's like death. You don't think about it, you know, I hope. Not too much, anyway. You just, you know, you operate as if things are going to be good. I always say, you know, I was a Navy pilot. I never worried about taking the aircraft up. I always felt like I would bring it back, right, in one piece. So you plan for the worst, okay, and expect the best.
Mm-hmm.
So, you do plan on something bad happening because if you don't, then you won't be ready when you lose an engine. So we had emergency procedures all the time ready to go. But I expected him not to happen, but was ready if they did. So the point is that you need to have, it's just like, what happens if we get into a 5-year bear market?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, you got to be prepared. You got to know that that's a risk. You need to know that Madeline is, she's a human being. She can die. She can move. She can get married. She can, and so in planning, you think about it. And hiring and keeping, you know, that's why you hire interns. That's why you keep an eye on, you're nice to people in the office. The other thing that's happening a lot. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
One of the things that's happening a lot is that these supernova teams are being so well managed and so well run that people are coming to them and saying, would you merge with us? Would you take my book? I'm thinking of retiring. Would you consider me as part of your team? Because they admire, just because they don't have process, doesn't mean they don't admire people that do. Okay?
Yeah.
That's important. That's internal marketing. That's marketing internally. So you're marketing your skills to others by example, which is the strongest thing you could ever do, right?
We've got a succession plan. We talked about this before. A succession plan that Yvette and I do. I mean, it's part of the...
Yeah, for each other.
Yeah, for each other. Morgan Stanley has a great way to cover ourselves in the step out in front of a bus.
Yeah, but if something happened to one of us, we need to add another team member.
Oh, I know. We can't
do
it.
Right.
If something happened to Matt, I mean, something happened to Yvette, it would be just as damaging or more so for what we're doing than it would be if Madeline got married and moved away. And that's just what we never thought about.
Or what about you, Jack? Something happened to you. I mean, how many of these people, you know, are your old time, you know, because that'd be one way of cleaning up. <I'm sorry. laughs>
Jack needs to die so the book can be clean, really. Just think, he won't be having to make those phone calls. We'll just get rid of them all. Okay, that was a good planning session. How are we going to succeed at Supernova? Jack needs to die. And no, but it's funny. We, you know, you try, like you said, you're exactly right. Try to plan for all these things and you can't because they're all just unknown. Like we tell our clients all the time, life happens and you just got to kind of be ready to be flexible with all of it. But, you know, the deeper we
I like the expression, you know, here we are going on with our plan and life showed up.
Yeah. That's good. And yeah, speaking of which, it just made me remember, we've got our lunch tomorrow with Gerald and Jerry and the group in Columbia. They're going to have a lunch that we're getting sent in to them, and we're going to have lunch. So we're going to have a great opportunity to talk about you. We won't do that too much, but mostly, you know, have an opportunity to, you know, get them to tell us what we need to hear because they're further along than we are, and this is going to be, you know, extra special, I think, for us, and I know it's going to be helpful.
Well, I think, you know, it's much better that you're doing it now than if we'd have done it in week 3. Because your questions are going to be more interesting,
right.
and their answers are going to mean more to you because you've come past the, you know, should we segment part of it, and you know that sort of thing. You're much more nuanced in terms of your questions, and you get the fundamentals of Supernova and why it's good for your clients. You don't have questions on those things. And they'll first of all, I envy you guys that phone call. That's going to be a riot. you're both really fun teams. And if you can keep from splitting a gut laughing, I think you're going to have a great time. You're going to learn a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, just ask them pointed questions about continuity, leadership, continuing the process, failures, failure points, things like that. Those are important to hear from them because they're now on the other side of this. You know, are they keeping it up? Are they maintaining the process? Where do they see some slippage? And, you know, would it, you know, how do they maintain that accountability? Accountability is probably the key word, Jack, that you're looking for in terms of failure points. Mm-hmm. That's probably the single biggest problem that I see with teams not sustaining their enthusiasm and their whatever they were, the rampage that they had. You know, why does it peter out? It peters out because of accountability.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they don't keep up with Supernova, but they just lose the juice and the excitement of growing because they don't have a goal that really means anything to them, and so they end up kind of flatlining.
Which is interesting because at our Monday meeting, partner Yvette looked at me straight in the eyes and said, "And when are you going to start making some more of these phone calls to get rid of people?" Because I've kind of put that on the side for the last couple of weeks. So, you know, we're apparently... this crowd is perfectly comfortable holding me accountable, and I think that's great.
When, Jack, we asked him to make two. One, he was going to make one easy one. We said make one easy one, and then
make a hard one. Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to do it.
This week, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do it this week. I mean, I said I would. I promised I would. I tell you what, I got one more quick question, because I'm wondering about when we go to our monthly calls. Not that that won't be great, but forgetting to ask some of this, I'll try to make the question brief and then because of the cutoff, but we can elaborate later on. Do the teams that you've got that are up and running, what do you look for in Supernova to tell the team that it's time to add a person? Like somebody to help Madeline?
It's a really good question. I mean, when the screaming gets loud enough.
But Madeline is so quiet.
Yeah, Madeline won't scream.
Well, when you go to her desk and there are things in her drawers that, you know, she's holding, keeping back from you, you know, because things that aren't getting done, the new accounts aren't being opened on time, things aren't happening on time, you got a problem. Now, it's her, or then it's the fact that she needs help. I used to do that periodically, go to my assistant and say, what are you deep sixing? You know, let me see everything that you need, that you're working on. And we just go through it and, you know, and help her. I'd take stuff back and make some phone calls to take care of things. Because, you know, that was her productivity was critical to my success.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't have her getting discouraged or bogged down. People used to come to me. We had this thing called the Masters, where it was a game of acquisition. And every year we'd go to Europe. Because we'd always win. We'd end up number one or two in the whole country in terms of growth. And so the question was, why were we doing it? Well, you know, it's because we worked. But the guy actually from, I think he was from your area.
Mm-hmm.
He was with Merrill Lynch. He was a former Navy pilot. And so we had a lot in common. He'd come to me every year and he'd ask me, "Okay, I'm doing great. I'm doing fabulously. What should I do now?" I'd say, "Hire another person." He'd say, "Really?" I said, "Yep." I said, "Hire another person." He'd come back the next year and say, "We're doing great. What should I do?" I said, "Hire another person." Okay. And literally we did that for 3 years at least. And he ended up hiring his son and growing his business and exploded, right? But it's leverage. The name of the game in our business is leverage. So everything, just think about everything to do with Supernova is leverage. Getting your team to make the phone calls, to set up the folders, so you just get on the phone. You're the surgeon. So you are spending your time in somebody's belly fixing them. You're not spending your time calling them to set up appointments. So everything that you do other than talking to clients or talking to prospects is somebody else's job. So when you charge a fee instead of commissions, it's much more efficient and your productivity goes up. When you don't manage the money, your productivity goes up. Everything that we do is designed to raise your productivity so everybody on the team has the opportunity to be on a team that's growing, which means generally everybody does a little better. So that's it. And when you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing and they're doing things that they shouldn't be doing, then the team isn't as productive as it should be. So Supernova is just simply a series of best practices. It's practice management focused on raising productivity. That's it. I mean, that's it. And, you know, you should be, I always told the guys, your job is to be either on the phone or with a client or with a prospect on the phone or in person. Otherwise, you're doing somebody else's job. My job as a manager was either to be with my guys, coaching them, or recruiting. Mm-hmm. I tell them they had two jobs, my managers. Whether they were in Minneapolis or they were in Memphis, it was, you have two jobs, recruit or coach, coach or recruit. I don't want to hear about anything else. Mm-hmm. So it was simple, right?
A perfect place to end, if you don't mind.
No, we're good. We're good.
That was great. I think we're scheduled to be back on the 26th, but you might have a airline schedule. But Lori said she'd let us know about it in plenty of time.
Okay.
I promise you when we talk next time, I will have made many, many, many more phone calls, and these ladies will continue to keep me accountable.
Yeah, I mean, just getting the segmentation done is just that's cleaning up the business and doing their. It's like I'm doing in the attic right now, right? Get rid of all the old stuff, so we can spend our time on where we should be, which is living with the living, not with the dead.
Right. All right, okay. My friend. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.